State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Infantula Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Absolutely is, man. And when are we gonna crown Pusha T? I Pusha Thanos, as I like to call him, the winner of this Drake Pusha T little skirmish that they had. Because when Drake
is it over?
I would pretty much say it's over, bro.
It's over?
After you release a statement, you know, explaining yourself in blackface, you took, how long has it been? How many days has it been?
It's been about a good four.
Phil, it's been longer than four.
But what? Let me see. It's
been longer than four.
Pusha T put his song out on Tuesday.
Yeah. So it's been six days.
6 whole days. Where you at after doing that? And then, you know, Jay Prince telling you that you should fall back. Which I think is the best advice for you. I think it's time to crown Pusha T the winner, man. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Pusha T.
Already?
Because when Drake handled his business with Meek, we celebrated Drake.
Right.
So we got to celebrate Pusha T.
The only reason I say that is he has an album coming out. When is the album coming out? Next week?
No.
When is the album coming out? Next week, I think?
Yeah, I think it's next week.
I don't think it's next week.
No, June 22nd.
Two more weeks. Or 3 weeks. He can't wait for that.
For you guys.
All right, I tried.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Pusha Thanos. All right, we've been hearing all kind of rumors that Drake and Lil Wayne supposed to reply with a record. That's not a good strategy because it looked like you went and got reinforcements. We've been hearing that Drake wants to go shoot a video in Virginia. That's not a good strategy because nobody looks at you as a street dude. So just what's the point of that?
You lost
a little skirmish. Well, that's all.
We got to see what the next thing he says is.
No, he hasn't said anything. I don't think he can come back. I think the best thing for him to do, like I said last week, is to tap out. The OG Jay Prince agrees. Because he has way more to lose than Pusha T does.
Right.
Pusha T has nothing to lose, everything to gain. What's the point? Your Adidas rollout already got stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
Album rollout got stepped on because you got a song on your album about your son. It's fallback. It is what it is. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Pusha Thanos.
Okay.
And if you drop a record with Lil Wayne, that looks like you went to get reinforcements, bro. Come on. Would you want to hear that?
No.
Exactly. I've looked at every possible outcome. I talked to Dr. Strange. Dr. Strange said there's no way that Drake can win this one, so he might as well just fall back.
I would love to hear from the people. 800-585-1051. Should we be crowning Pusha T already?
Yes. What you mean already? It's been 20 days. How long has it been? It's been a long time.
It's been 6 days.
Okay, 6 days.
800.
I still want to see what he has to say. You never know.
1051. Should we be crowning Pusha T? How was everybody's weekend?
My weekend was great. I did BookCon this weekend, which was exciting for me. It's like a huge convention for authors. And I had my book club live at BookCon, so that was pretty exciting for me. I was thrilled to be there.
Yeah, BookCon is dope. I did BookCon last year with Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Book drops.
So shout out to Sharia and Mickey Taylor. Those are the two authors who actually did my live Angela Yee's book club.
Now, over the weekend was Governor's Ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge concert here in New York City. Kind of like New York's Coachella. 3-day festival. So many different artists that, you know, from Pusha T to 2 Chainz.
Pusha Thanos? Did you see the reception Pusha Thanos got?
I did see that.
Everybody was yelling F Drake and he had to tell everybody relax. Don't do that.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Jay Electronica was there.
Uh-huh. Eminem was performing as well.
I had a chance to hang out with him, of course.
He performed?
Yeah.
Did people care? And I love Jay, but did people care?
Yeah. Okay. He's been on
I'm not sure what stage he was on. There's 3 different stages.
Oh, gotcha. Big stage,
medium stage, and the small stage.
Okay.
But it was dope. They had Pusha T on, like, the smaller
Pusha Thanos on the small...
Like, it was like people would try... It was so many people trying to get in there, they should have had him on a big stage. I guess they just weren't thinking.
They didn't know everything that was going to happen when they booked this.
I would have moved him to that main stage immediately.
It's okay.
All right, but 800-585-1051. Let's talk Pusha T. Let's get the work week started. And we got front page news after that, Yee?
Yes. Does your president, Donald Trump, have the authority to pardon himself?
Jesus Christ.
That's dope.
That's dope, man. If he does that, man, he has... Drop on the clues, Bob, for Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you something.
He is showing
me that there is actual power in the presidential position. I used to think presidents were just puppets.
Yeah.
He is showing me that presidents do have some type of authority and some type of power.
Well, Bill Clinton said if it was a Democrat in office, they would have been impeached.
All right. I don't know what they're waiting on.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, game 2 of the finals, Warriors beat the Cavs 122-103. Now, you know, I wanted LeBron to win a game. Yeah, I don't think LeBron and him are going to win a game.
Not even one now?
Really? I don't know, man.
Duh.
Just the shot Steph Curry takes is just, like, unbelievable. To me, it looks like he chucks them and they just go in. It's going to make a lot of kids just chuck three-pointers. It's disrespectful. He made 9 three-pointers last night. One of them was just a circus shot that went in. But they are busting some ass out there.
Okay, what's new? Water is wet.
Yeah, water is wet.
I don't know what y'all expected.
All right, well, in some other news, Donald Trump's going to pardon himself.
Well, no, we don't know that that's going to happen. But they're saying that if he is found guilty with the special counsel of trying to obstruct justice in the probe of Russian efforts interfering with the U.S. presidential election, with his election, that he could potentially just pardon himself. Now, Rudy Giuliani did say that could potentially, he does have the power, probably, to pardon himself, even though he has no intention of doing so, because what would the result of that be? But I wouldn't put anything past Donald Trump. He's been doing all kinds of things that we said were impossible. No one would do that. And other experts are saying that no one is above the law and no man should be the judge of a case that affects him personally. So any attempt by the president to pardon himself for crimes would create a constitutional crisis.
Well, all the pardons are just dog whistles to all the lawbreakers out there. He's just basically saying, look, I got you. Okay? I got you. If you got a lie for me, I got you. Don't worry about it.
In the meantime, the border wall has broken ground in San Diego. That border wall that Trump has been wanting.
They started building the wall?
Yes. A 14-mile section of that border wall is under construction. It cost $147 million, and it started in San Diego.
When did it get approved?
That money comes from a spending bill that Donald Trump signed back in March, which is a $1.6 billion down payment on the wall.
Trump keeping promises. You're going to paint the whole wall red and put Make America Great Again on it.
Oh,
it'll be a shoo-in for 2020.
Yeah. All right, now let's discuss Spotify. We told you before about Spotify removing some artists from their Spotify-promoted playlists. People like XXXTentacion and R. Kelly. Well, now Spotify is backing away from that policy they have. They said, as some have pointed out, the language was vague and left too many elements open to interpretation. We created concern that an allegation might affect artists' chance of landing on a Spotify playlist and negatively impact their future. So now they're not going to play judge and jury. They said their role is not to regulate artists, so they're not going to do this policy around artist conduct anymore.
Yeah, it's just hypocritical to be so self-righteous, because if you take down R. Kelly, you take down Extension, what about all the other artists who have committed some crime or even the
accused? Because R. Kelly wasn't found guilty.
These are just allegations.
Even though we saw the video.
All right.
Our allegations are, what about the content of the music? Like, where do you stop?
They still are going to keep their hate content policy in place, so they will not permit content which incites hatred or violence against people because of their race, religion, disability, gender, or sexual orientation. So they will still have that hate content conduct policy.
I don't know if you could do that.
I don't even see how you do that.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do that.
Because what about beef records?
Yeah.
Don't beef records
incite
hate?
Well, they're saying they're not going to police. Well, that's not against a certain group because of their race or religion. That's different. If it's against a specific person because of a beef with them. But they're not going to police offensive, explicit, or vulgar lyrics. It's going to be hate speech. So you know what hate speech is. It's different than personal beef.
And Never Scared could be considered a hate song. 3-6 Mafia, I bet you won't hit a mother effer. When I say we gas, you say B. It's a lot of...
Definitely some of them old reggae songs won't be up there. Reggae songs will definitely not be on there.
No Boom Bye Bye.
No, none of that. Nope.
It's a lot of different songs that could be considered hate speech.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne brought up a very interesting thing this morning. Should we be crowning Pusha T?
Yes, Pusha Thanos. Drop on the clues bombs for Pusha Thanos. And would the story of Adidonis be considered hate speech?
Right. What? How could that be hate speech?
That's hate speech,
800-585-1051. Call
Drake,
us
I'm with you. If they want to pull that off Spotify, I'm with you, okay?
It's hate speech.
But Pusha T is the winner.
All right. Goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Cardi B with Be Careful. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne brought up an interesting point this morning.
Yes, because I love to piss off Drake fans, okay? First of all, when Drake did what he did against Meek Mill and he handled his business, we celebrated Drake. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to celebrate Pusha T, a.k.a. Pusha Thanos, okay? Because Pusha Thanos came out with that record, and he straight up got in Aubrey's ass.
But how many days is enough where we should crown somebody?
Drake told Meek Mill, I waited 4 days, where y'all at? Drake has been 6, where you at? Okay, and let's be clear about one thing. Drake was having his people hit up blogs to remove that picture of him in blackface. Drake released a statement explaining himself in blackface.
Did he really put out a $100,000 bounty to find out information?
That's the rumor. Another rumor is that Drake is responding with a song with Lil Wayne. Nobody wants to hear that.
Maybe he couldn't get in the studio. Maybe the studio time was booked.
Man, stop it. That man is Drake is $100 million
finishing his album.
Okay. At the end of the day, Pusha T should be crowned the winner because
maybe he's strategically waiting till right when his album comes out.
That's too long. I thought about that. That's too long,
bro. It's too long.
Maybe 3 weeks.
Listen, and I told y'all we knew Drake didn't have nothing on Pusha. Because majority of the Duppy freestyle was about Kanye. So after Pusha jumped on Drake's ass, Drake literally is like Bruce Banner in the Avengers Infinity War. When Hulk didn't want to come out no more, right. When Thanos whipped Hulk ass and then Hulk didn't want to come out of Bruce no more, that's what Drake is right now.
Well, maybe he needs some more info. So.
Pusha Thanos.
Ebony!
Hey.
Good morning, Ebony. Where you calling from?
Rochester, New York.
Rochester, okay. Now, should we be crowning Pusha T this morning?
No, and I actually always agree with Charlamagne, but this time I cannot.
Why?
Because, all right, for one, I don't respect no man trying to get clout off somebody else. Like, can you answer me this? If he would have made another record without mentioned that Drake, you think he'd be on fire or people paying him any attention?
Yes, he's on fire the because he put out a great album called Daytona.
That, people were saying his album is going to be one of the best albums of the year and everything.
Realize that guy's been around for like 17 years in the rap game, right?
Have you heard the album?
No, I ain't listened to it yet, but I do. I am going to listen to it. But what was his whole motive coming at Drake anyways?
Infrared was a reply to Two Birds, One Stone. They've been having issues for some years now. The whole Lil Wayne, Baby, Pusha,
they've been taking shots at each other for a while.
Okay, because I'm thinking that he just trying to get clout, and
you weren't aware of the history.
Nah.
But now you know.
That's cool.
All right, Mama, thank you.
I know now.
We gonna put a crown on Pusha T's dirty braids this morning, goddammit.
Hello, who's all right? This?
His braids are not dirty. What's wrong with you?
Shakira!
Yes, how are you?
Good morning. Should we be crowning Pusha T this morning?
I think at the moment he's winning, but I feel like Drake is still going to come back with something real strong.
I doubt it.
Let him keep hope alive.
I think Drake's going to have a good album.
I think Drake is going to win.
He should do an R&B diss record featuring Party Next Door, Division.
Oh, my God.
No. If I was Drake, I would just do another hit. I'd put out another hit. People will forget about it.
That's my whole point.
In about 2-3 weeks.
Drake should just tap out because he has everything to lose and nothing to gain in this situation. Nothing. Just tap out, put out your album, people will forget about it.
It seems like he has a bit of an ego, though, that I don't know if he'll be able to do that. It would bother him.
And let the record show, if Pusha T had waited 6 days to reply to Drake, y'all would be all over Pusha T,
right,
tweeting him crazy, talking crazy.
You guys were already all over him.
You're right. It's been 2 days and we were all over him.
Exactly.
800-585-1051. Should we be crowning Pusha T right
Pusha
now?
Pusha Thanos.
That is the question. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, this morning, Charlamagne started off the show talking about Pusha T. Should we be crowning Pusha T?
Put a crown on Pusha Thanos' dirty braids.
Why you calling him Thanos? That's not his last name.
Pusha T. The T stands for Thanos, all right? Right now, Drake is the Incredible Hulk. When Thanos jumped on Incredible Hulk's ass early in the movie and whipped his ass, Incredible Hulk didn't show up for the rest of the movie.
You know, life is not about Marvel comics and all that.
Okay. God damn it.
All right. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is
Chandelier. What's up?
Ohio.
What's up, Chandelier? We're talking Pusha T.
And later on, don't forget to explain Trinidad. But yeah, we should be crowning Pusha T. We gotta crown Pusha T because Drake can't think of nothing. It's been 6 days. Everybody done forgot now. Everybody done forgot. Now everybody's gonna be thinking about Rich the Kid and Lil Uzi. So yeah,
are they really?
Like, by the time.
He's right.
Yeah, like
Rich the Kid,
like,
a Little Uzi.
People have moved on.
No. Pusha T and I'm sorry, a Little Uzi and Rich the Kid. Little Uzi was chasing him like a chicken with a head running off. You know, y'all. I'm
a chicken
sure
with a head running off.
I think you said that.
What? I got what you meant.
We got what you meant. My bad. All right.
All right.
Definitely.
Thank you, bro. I'm confused
that
by
Rich Homie Quan, Lil Uzi thing was kind of light to
it's
me.
It's not Rich Homie Quan, it's Rich the Kid.
Who was it?
Rich the Kid.
I'm old, man. I don't know these
Rich Homie Quan has nothing to do with this.
He wasn't even here.
I'm
Rich
sorry.
The Kid said he was untouched.
Rich
Dollars,
man. I can't believe Uzi did that to Rich Dollars.
Oh,
this
my
is crazy.
Goodness. Joe!
Yo, what's up, DJ?
What's up, bro? Should we be crowning Pusha T, bro?
Hell, yeah, I give him that right now, but at the same time, you got to think about it. Well, this Jizzy Drake, well, he winning all the way around, so. They say you want to put on some feel-good music, whatever case may be, family over, you can't just throw on Pusha T.
No, we're not doing that. This ain't no career trajectory battle. This is about this battle right here, Infrared, Duppy Freestyle, Adonis.
Adonis.
But look at all the other songs. Some of the other songs seem like he's still making a little diss out to everybody else who hating on him, who coming out with his bullshit.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Hey, man, can we stay focused? Matter at hand. Are we putting the crown on Pusha T's dirty braids this morning or not?
Yeah, we give him that. You already know.
It's okay. Y'all can still like drink and say he took an L. It happens.
JT.
Good morning.
Hey, should we be crowning Pusha T this morning?
I think we should be crowning Pusha T this morning, man. I think that Drake lost his scrimmage, and I don't even think Drake is black enough to go against Pusha T.
What does black enough have to do with it, bro? He's black.
Half.
I don't know, brother. I don't think he I don't know, man.
Now you guys are questioning this man's.
No, he's really black.
He's 50% black, sir. Come on, let's be for real.
You seen his dad. He's half black.
He is, but But you know what? He acts like a white man, and I'm from.
How do you act like a white man?
No, he did white man this situation last week. Let's be for real. Getting the picture removed from blogs.
I'm not mad at that.
Putting out press statements.
Yeah, you're right.
Explaining himself. Exactly. He did white man it last week. I agree with you.
He did a little bit.
Exactly. So I'm from VA, and I'm definitely I'm not biased by it, but I think I've been following Pusha T for a long time, and I think he definitely won this scrimmage.
So y'all biased. Okay, thank you. So, all right, what are we doing? Are we crowning Pusha T already?
We're putting the crown on Pusha T's dirty braids. Now, if Drake comes and knocks the crown off, cool.
Okay.
But right now, Pusha T got that crown on because Pusha T won this battle. And when Drake handled his business against Meek Mill, even though I was expecting Meek Mill to come back with fire raps and bust Drake's ass, he didn't. Drake got in Meek's ass. We celebrated Drake, okay. So we need to celebrate Pusha Thanos the same way.
So Pusha has the crown right now.
Pusha Thanos.
But Drake can still shoot it off.
Drake is Bruce Banner at the end of Avengers Infinity War. Thanos beat up the Hulk, and Hulk did not come out for the rest of the movie.
Everything is not about comics and Wu-Tang,
yes,
bro.
It is, goddammit.
No, it was not.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Pusha Thanos. Put a crown on his dirty braids, all
my
right?
Goodness. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Well, I mean, we might as well keep it going. We'll tell you what they are alleging Drake has in store.
Nah, it's cool, Drake. Keep it.
For this battle. And yes, we'll have some more information on what Kanye had to say when he weighed in.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We were just talking about the fight strategy. If you ever get into a scrap with Lil Uzi, what do you do?
I don't know.
I say grab his penis.
What?
Immediately.
Would you just go grab it?
Threaten him with a good time.
This is right.
That's what I would do.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kanye.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Kanye West was on with Big Boi, and he answered some questions about his new album. Now, here's what he had to say about redoing the album after everything that happened with his controversial slavery was a choice comments on TMZ.
I completely redid the album after TMZ. And, you know, we just sat there and, like, really honed in on the words. Because also we know now it's like it's all headline and stuff, like every bar can be used. You know, it's even bars that we had about that. I took a bar off the album. It was just too sensitive and stuff about that topic and stuff.
That is a fact, because the album I heard when I was out in Calabasas, what, about a month ago? I don't know how long ago that was. All the songs he played me, none of those were on the album.
I think it's whack if he has to remove lines because he feel his fans or people are going to take it the wrong way. I just want him to be himself. Just put out the music that you want people to hear.
Or maybe he changed his mind.
Yeah, it might be him changing his mind.
He hasn't mentioned anything about our celebrity in chief in a few weeks.
After getting the feedback that he got from those comments, it might have made him change his view, which happened.
I wish he would say he changed his mind and say why he changed his views. Just don't put that rhetoric out there and don't say nothing about it again.
That is true, too.
All right, well, here's what else he had to say about why he named his album Ye.
I believe Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you. So it's, I'm you, I'm us. It's us. It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just Ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything. That I'm just more of a reflection of who we are.
Now, I don't know if that's a fact or not. I do not know if yeah is the most commonly used word in the Bible. I need one of my pastor friends, Pastor Carl Lynch, Pastor Stephen Furtick, John Gray. Somebody please let me know if yeah is the most used word in the Bible. So, I have no idea.
So the name of the album is Ye?
Yes, Ye. Mm-hmm.
I thought, what was the other name? Something about being bipolar is awesome. What was that? I was out of the country. I don't know.
That was the cover art.
Yeah, that was just the artwork of the album's called.
Yeah, Ye.
Now, Kanye also went on Twitter and said, I've never been about beef. I'm about love. Lines were crossed, and it's not good for anyone, so this is dead now.
All right, see, Drake, you got another out. Listen, I keep telling Drake the best thing to do is just tap out because you have too much to lose and nothing to gain in this situation. Pusha Thanos is one, but you got another out. Kanye gave you another out right there.
Now, Chuck Creekmore from allhiphop.com tweeted out, getting word that Drake's latest reply to Pusha T is done and somehow Lil Wayne is involved. Just rumors, but the part about it being finished seems solid. All right, well, here is what Pusha T had to say about that rumor.
I mean, listen, I've been doing this by myself for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the club up. That's what I do. I'm by myself in this. There is nobody else. There are no other people to me. I don't care.
Pusha T needs to understand the latest slang and understand what shoot the club up
means. I know, he's getting people
in 2018. No, not in you, right?
Whoa.
You beef with
all right,
me.
Now Jay Prince also weighed in.
Sheesh.
And this is what he had to say about Drake responding to Pusha T.
Feel like for a man to attack a man's mother, his father, a man that's dying, I feel that's disrespectful. Imagine we got into a fight and I go whoop your mama ass, I go hit your daddy in the jaw. I call it a pig pen mentality. I spoke with Drake, you know what I mean? I made OG call to Drake telling him, I don't want you to respond to this. We're going to put this to bed. We can't get in the pig pen with pigs, and then because pigs turn into hogs, and then hogs get slaughtered.
Drop on the clues bomb for Jay Prince, please. Jay Prince, if you do anything, please read your book. Please give us an audio book with your voice. Please.
He actually did do an audio book.
He did do one?
Yeah, for his book. And his book is going to be out in 3 weeks. So,
oh man,
get ready for that. I actually read it already.
Well, so. that's another cop out for Drake. Like Drake can use Kanye settled the beef. Yeah. Jay Prince told him not to call. The best thing for you to do, Drake, I told you this last week, is just tap out. It's okay.
I just don't like the way they're making it seem like Pusha went too far. Like, let's not get it twisted. Drake mentioned Pusha's fiance first.
Absolutely.
And he 100%. Just responded. He said it in the record. It was a fist fight. You brought a knife. I brought a gun.
He said, you said you bought my fiance. Let me tell you who your Beyonce is.
Well, and speaking of Drake's Beyonce, his alleged baby mama, Sophie Brousseau, they saying now because of all this, she's actually been searched a crazy amount of times on Pornhub now. She's actually exploding on there.
Literally.
Drop on the clues bomb for Sophie exploding on Pornhub.
They said in a little over 24 hours, her name had over 500,000 searches. And then she had another name, Rosé Divine. That's her stage name that was searched about 250,000 times.
Everybody tell me there's no videos of her getting smashed, though. Like, she's not actually having sex. Is that true? I don't know.
I
searched it up here. Didn't I show you?
Nah.
It wasn't impressive.
She was getting smashed?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Now, the rumor is that he has been very actively involved in his baby mother's life and his child's life, flown them out on private jets to see the child on Christmas, been paying and everything. So,
you know the sad part about this situation? The sad part about this situation is Drake probably was handling his responsibilities, but he probably just wasn't putting it on front street. And,
right.
And he has every right to do that.
Absolutely.
You don't have to put it out there like that if you don't want to. But now, if he comes out with a song about his son or anything he does with his son, everybody's going to be like, oh, you just doing that because Pusha T put you on black.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Angie Martinez will be joining us. Radio Royalty will kick it with her when we come back.
And we got some voting to do when it comes to Angie, right? Angie's nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame this year.
That's
yes,
right.
And we got to make sure that she gets into that. So we'll give you all the information on how you can vote for Angie.
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Hi.
Angie Martinez. Hi.
Angie Ma.
Hello, family.
Well, this is exciting. Hey, Angie.
Isn't it exciting? I just saw you yesterday.
Angie Ma is nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame.
How amazing is that?
It's long overdue.
And we all
you should
have
to be
make
in
sure
there.
That, so how do we make sure that you get inducted in?
I guess this is a voting thing. This is not my thing. Like, I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know. somebody nominated
you gotta tell
me.
Us.
And now people have to vote. Right?
Vote
and
where?
Now so people have to vote. You don't have the voting information?
I got it right here somewhere. Hold on.
You're supposed to know.
Don't you want people to vote for you?
I mean, it would be nice.
It's like, I'm nominated.
You know why? Normally, I don't know. I'm like, not. I don't like awards. I don't like doing speeches and stuff like
Angie
that.
Angie is too humble.
No, but what I realized, because when I got the nomination, I was like, oh, wow, this is really nice. National Radio Hall of Fame. And then I started looking at all the pictures of all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that it is a big deal, but I also realized there's nobody that look like me in there.
Yeah, that's wild,
you know,
right?
Not that many. I mean, there's definitely, shout out to Big Boy. He's in there.
Oh,
he's in it. I know Robin from
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, she's in.
Your old friend Wendy Williams is in it.
Wendy's in it?
Yes.
National Wendy's in it.
Yep.
Why she my friend? Why she your friend?
Yeah.
You've been to her house. You was closer.
Angie, I'm sure you've seen a picture of him sitting on her lap.
I did it. Did it just come out?
Let me show.
Please let me see.
He's sitting on her lap.
Hey, guys. I was a victim. Stop.
He looks like a...
Have you co-hosted on your lap, Angie? I'm just curious.
No.
He looks like a puppet. You know how they put the hand up the puppet's
butt? Wait, did this just come out and I missed it?
I just seen it yesterday.
It's an old picture. I had it on my MySpace page. MySpace. I guess somebody was on my MySpace.
Is it like a googly eye type of sitting?
Nah. Drake would definitely use that against me if we was in a rap
battle. By the way, right. This is going to be the cover of Drake's
Let's make this.
Next single. I'm going to send it to Drake right now.
Let's make this back about Angie now.
You have been going pusha heavy anyway.
But Angie, back to you.
Yes.
Okay. With this.
Oh, back to me. The Radio Hall of Fame. Anyway, what I was saying
I'm
is.
I'm telling you how to vote.
Oh, how do you vote?
Make sure you go to radiovote.com or you can text 300 to 96000.
You can vote start voting right now.
Right now.
You can vote now. But what I found out, which made me happy, is that people had to actually, like, campaign to get me in to even get the nomination. You know, just random, like, people that you don't see a lot that are in the mm-hmm. business that actually would, like, write letters and petition for
That's
you.
That's so dope.
I know. I was so flattered by that people actually would take time out of their day to make sure that I would be
What's interesting is most people would think
that.
You would already be in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how that works or how many years. And you know, in any genre, if you are of the hip-hop culture, you are always the last to get the... I mean,
That's
you
true.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, we are always the last.
Look at Kendrick Lamar. He just got his Pulitzer Prize.
Jay just won the Writer's Award. He's like the first
right,
rapper ever.
But you have to, as a first rapper, you have to do 100 years in. I have to be on the radio for 150 years before somebody would be like, all right, maybe we'll take a look at
Absolutely.
Her. And then it has to be the people. It's always the people that pick us up, right? It's always the people that force them to look at us.
So starting right now, listeners nationwide can vote for Miss Angie Martinez.
Yeah, man.
By text or via the website. And all the details are on power1051fm.com, too, though.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, so go vote.
Vote right now. Now, also, you got the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
It's coming on Sunday. We got the Power 105.1 float out mm-hmm. there.
Are you going to be on the float this year?
I'm on the float every year.
I thought you took a year off last
I took
year.
1 year off when my child was born.
Oh, okay.
Damn, because you take a year off and have a baby.
I just remember just 1 year she wasn't there. It was just surprising. Like, Angie's not in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Something wrong.
Bring that up.
I just
that's
remember.
How they do you. It's like when 100,000 great comments and then one ass... In the comments.
Remember that year you missed
it? That 1 year? You've been putting in that work. Remember that 1 year?
But she has a whole campaign this year. She's coming up here to talk about it. Why would she miss it this year?
I don't want to ever miss it. I love the parade. And the thing about it this year is, like, this Puerto Rico's in such needs such attention. You know, when Maria first happened, everybody was there. We were all talking about mm-hmm. it. It was on the news. Now it's like nowhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I went a couple months ago with these kids from Rutgers University. They do this program where they install these solar panels. So we're going into these towns and I'm like, holy shit, this whole town is still not lit up. Like, still. And you don't ever see it. And you know, the death toll they just announced was over 4,600
yeah.
people
yeah,
in
crazy.
Harvard.
You didn't wow. even know.
And the government, the U.S. government was telling us it's 60-something people. 60-something of 4,600 mm-hmm. is a huge
a lot of missing
difference.
People.
Yeah.
That's not like a small mistake. That's like that feels like...
They don't care.
Nobody cares. Right?
Nobody's paying attention.
And why are we just hearing about that? Like, just now?
I'm really grateful that Harvard did that, because if not, then people wouldn't even understand how... I mean, just to put it like... I saw Lauren Velez posted something about, just to put it in perspective, like, Katrina, I think, was like 2,000 people mm-hmm. lost their lives, something similar to 9/11. I mean, more people lost their life in Puerto Rico. That's not to discredit. I mean, any life loss is horrible, right?
You're just trying to
But just put it in perspective
it.
How tragic this situation was, and it's not being treated as such. And people are still, you know, they're still struggling out there. So I didn't want to just be at the parade waving the flag like, yo, we're here. Of course mm-hmm. we're here, and we love Puerto Rico, and we're proud of that. But also this year, I just want to, like, really encourage people to help in some way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in some capacity. Find somebody you trust. Find some organization. And it's really the people on the ground. Because the people have... The way they've been surviving is the people on the ground, like, coming together and fixing the communities. And so if you could find, like, grassroots organizations... I'm doing another trip. We're going to go back with these panels. I mean, I found this school in Utuado. We were the first light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this was just last... This is 6 months after Maria. Mm-hmm. We're the first light bulb in the whole place. These kids been going to school in the heat. 6 months, no air conditioning, no, like, nothing. Mm. Like, still, this is one little town, just a small group of us. So I really want to go light up that whole school. There's such great kids there.
So what can we do?
Well, also, so I'm starting a GoFundMe. This is a small thing. I'm not with, like, some big organization. Mm-hmm. I'm literally putting these small trips together to go do a single mm-hmm. school or right. whatever, you know. So it doesn't have to be mine. I'm doing a trip, and if you want to support me on that trip, you can. I'm doing a GoFundMe for it because it costs money. Mm-hmm. It costs money to not only buy the solar panel suitcases, but it costs money to send the kids out there to who know how to put them in, mm-hmm.
right.
to install them and work with the community. So AngieMartinezShow.com, you can find the link to donate if you wanted to support that. But really, like, just do something.
Right.
And if you don't want to donate, like, go to Puerto Rico.
You was just there like a couple weeks ago, right? Is it back up?
Ago. Well, certain areas, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's certain areas. There's tourist areas you could go and visit and spend money and put money in the community. That's great. You could also, like, I went to Vieques, and one of the guys who owned the resort there, he was like, just please tell people to come. We're open. The pool's open. Like,
yeah, because
they're just struggling trying to get it. And granted, there's tons of places in Vieques that there's still no lights, but there's tons of places that are and are operating. So it's like, go to Puerto Rico, spend money there. Mm-hmm. Spend money, mm-hmm. Find, you know, go for yourself and see. You'll have a great time. It's mm-hmm. not like, it's still a beautiful island, you know, but it is an island that has been neglected after, you know, a tragedy of this size. It's like, it's really sad. And you know, they treat it like it's not
it's part of the United States.
It's the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need a passport to go there, guys.
It's terrible over there in that country. You mm-hmm. mean the United States? Right. You mean Puerto Rico? It's like, what country? We're in the same country. Any other part of the country, this would be treated at a whole different level.
Oh, we're so spoiled here. The driver that drove me from the airport was telling me that he didn't have any power for 2 months. That's wow. such a long time. He's fine now, but he was just saying, that's such a long time. Imagine not having any power.
There's
running
people right now sitting there.
That's happened. I've been through that. Hurricane Hugo, baby. Charleston, South Carolina.
How long?
Late 80s.
How long?
You had power?
Yeah, like 2 months.
Two
Hurricane Hugo was a Category 5. Mm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, they are. Says people still there now. Eight months still with no power.
Right.
Give them the information one more time if they want to donate to the GoFundMe.
Well, for my trip that we're setting up, you can go to the AngieMartinezShow.com. I have links there, and you can the link to the GoFundMe page.
And the Hall of Fame. How can they do that
listen,
as well?
So if I'm sitting in front of the computer and I got one decision to make.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So I either got to give to the GoFundMe for Puerto Rico or vote for you for the Hall of Fame. What would you suggest people do?
Puerto Rico.
Hey! Yeah. That's why you got to do both. That's why you got to do both. Because that's the type of person Angie is.
Oh, I love it.
All right, we got more with Angie Martinez when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angie Martinez is in the building. Now, you've done a couple of crazy interviews in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
One with Safari. We've seen Safari cry on your show and broke the whole robbery story.
You did. That was so weird, right?
I feel like I can understand the tears.
Yeah,
I understood the tear. I just was not prepared for it. And this is how I know we live a foul, like... They told me, oh, you know, he might not be in a good mood when he comes in because he got robbed last night. And to me, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, he got robbed last night. All right, cool.
I commend him for being professional enough to not want to cancel on Angie and say, I don't care. I'm still going to do my interview. But he probably didn't think he was going to cry either, being that his uncle had just... Yeah. You know, been killed in a similar fashion.
And it was a lie.
You crying, B? What's wrong with you? Why are you crying, B?
First of all, I didn't say that.
You did say that.
I did not say that.
He was like, yo, B.
Yo,
B. Why
said
are
that?
You crying, B?
I definitely didn't say that.
Your dead ass, you look mad soft right now.
You just come here and put false accusations and shit on them? Why would you not say that?
No, she didn't say that.
But I was shocked because people get robbed
every day.
So I was like, oh, this is not what I didn't expect it. You know,
people
what I mean?
Are so heartless now though because they were really making fun of him.
I know people are terrible.
And J. Cole was a great interview.
I loved my J. Cole interview.
J. Cole, you and him have like a rapport with each other. Like
I like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you were on vacation.
I like
actually.
Him. I was on vacation, so I was in a vibe, and I like him, and I trust him enough. You know how it is, like you sit with artists sometimes and you have to lead the conversation, so you're like have to push mm-hmm. the train. And with Cole, I have a certain level of comfort where I could like just sit there and be with him and know that the conversation will just happen. And he doesn't do a lot of interviews, so he has enough to say to be present and that's what happened. So we were just like I have great conversations with him on and off air, so I just wanted to like let that happen.
What do you think of that trend of like artists having just one particular person they want to talk to?
Oh, you have Kanye.
That's
you
what I'm saying.
Kanye, that's true. That's your man.
I guess. Yeah,
man.
I guess. But
he's going to be our Kanye correspondent.
correspondent.
I guess. I don't know how that happens. I guess it kind of just happens. That's why I ask you, like, what do you think about that? Like,
I mean, I think people are comfortable who they're comfortable with. I think.
True.
And you also have like certain reports, but I don't think J. Cole's never going to do an interview with anybody else.
I haven't seen him do one. Last interview I remember him doing before this one was with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was also the last interview.
Yeah, you didn't have dreads.
Well, it sounds like you're our J. Cole correspondent.
But other than that,
great honor. If I had to pick anybody, I'm glad it's him.
Right.
I enjoy that type of conversation. I need that. I need that type of conversation for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. What do you think about it?
I guess I kind of feel the same way, but then I would like to see...
Different
interviewers have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, different questions they may ask. So I don't know.
What would you have asked J. Cole?
I don't know. I like J. Cole. People think I don't like J. Cole, but
because you give that off, that vibe.
I don't know why though. I think I mean his music to me is like
it's something you don't about really your like face his, and your tone.
He doesn't really like his people. Albums too much. He always
no.
Said
it's
that.
Only one album I really didn't like. That was For Your Eyes Only. But like I listen to J. Cole at a certain time. Like I call it TED Talk music. Like I love TED Talk, but I listen to TED
that
Talks at a
sound
certain
very complimentary.
Time. TED Talks are great, but
it
I listen
like
to them at a certain
speech.
Time.
But I could tell. It's like all of us could tell. I could tell who you really like. Connect with vibe with, and
I don't dislike
like,
Cole.
You really like Pusha.
I like, but that's
you
historically
have great
though.
Respect for Jay.
Of course,
you have like I could tell the
how
artist.
How does he feel
that,
about Drake?
I think he likes Drake a little bit less than J. Cole.
I like Cole though. Cole from the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. I like Drake too, but come on, we can't act like Pusha's not out here doing what he's supposed to do. What do you think of the Pusha Drake beef?
This could change by next week, depending on Drake's response. But let me say this. I didn't like that he put a press release out.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. He wanted to clear that up. I'd rather he just gave us the whole. I don't like piecemeal. When you like, I didn't like that Kanye piecemeal does his ideas about Trump. Like, just some is too sensitive. Like,
I agree.
Say what it is or don't say anything. And it also made me feel like he was really bothered by this whole thing.
He was bothered.
I mean, you know, he's been getting the picture removed from people's site. Like, if you posted like different blogs and stuff like that, he's been actually getting it removed.
Well, we don't know that's him or the owner of the photo.
It's definitely not the owner of the photo.
That's speculation. No? You think Drake's at home?
Yeah,
like,
Drake's like,
not Drake.
This person has posted it.
But he might be
somebody from his team that decided to do that on their own.
If
he
he's
might
focusing
not have said,
on that, he's focusing on the wrong thing.
Yes, and the fact he put out a whole statement. And like you said, that's such a sensitive thing. I need to,
but
you got to explain that a little bit more.
Let me argue with you about something.
Okay.
Because I heard you say this earlier about Drake. Well, what has he done for like
black issues
yes. or things? And I just feel like, and I had similar feelings about Drake. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to move me. I want you to inspire me. You're an incredible, dope artist. And I used to feel like that about him. And I slowly see him kind of evolving into that space. And I also feel like we got to let people get there.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? I think even Jay, for many years, he used to say, I don't want to be preachy.
And he got a lot, Jay-Z used to get a lot of criticism.
For that.
For that.
And he
well.
Would do things quietly behind yeah. the scenes, but he was never like a soapbox guy. He never wanted to be like the spokesperson. Mm-hmm. You know, he would do shit. But he was always kind of reserved about, you know, just standing next to too much stuff or whatever. And as he's evolved, I feel like he's done more and been more open about it. And I feel like Drake is on his path to that.
Well, the reason I asked the question, because if you make that statement in 2007 and you say, I did this because I wanted to make a statement for black actors. And I'm like, well, if you felt that way about black issues, then what happened throughout your whole career thus far?
But he, I think he was talking about that was the field he was in. He was acting. So maybe it was what
but
he...
But you're a black
in
rapper in America.
Yeah, but
and
you
also
know
it might
is.
Not...
If you're an artist, too, you could be in a moment where you're like, I don't know why people treat me. We should do something, and then you just do it. And what year did Bamboozle come out?
2000.
And what year did that picture?
2007. But it
it's
also
very
might,
possible he was inspired by that.
It might not have been his project you know? Also. Maybe it was someone else called him in to do a project in 2007. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Because he didn't say... I was producing a movie. Someone else might have did it. He said it was him and his friend who was also acting. And that was the premise of it.
I just need a little bit more when I see you in blackface, my brother.
I think that many years ago and at that age, there may have been, it may have not been as clear to him at that point.
I agree.
As it would be now. And also, everybody's a little more woke than they were back then.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 11 years ago was very different.
It was different. And people need to like, I don't know. I just think now... You shouldn't be making no types of mistakes like that now.
Absolutely.
It is so clear now.
So if you're Drake now, do you respond?
Yes, you better.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just lay down for that.
After a press release, though? How do you come back after a press release?
I know. I wish that would have came after. I wish he would have dropped the song. Because how's he going to sound non-bothered?
Yeah.
Because that's how we want our rap beefs, right? We want our song. We don't want him to sound bothered. That's never a good start.
No.
What about the baby? Did that part bother you, that he has a child out there?
I feel bad for him, because if it is true, and he had this way of, like, how am I going to share this with the public? He's probably dealing with in a personal... If this is true, what we're getting, then you got to deal with that in your personal life first, in your family, and how you're going to put it in your own head, and then you could decide how to put it out to the world. It's not his obligation to tell everybody right away. He probably got to figure that shit out. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Having a baby with somebody that you're not in a relationship with, that you probably don't know that well, that everybody's going to have something to say about your kid, about your life, about, you know, that takes time to work all that out and then put it out there. So I can understand that.
No, Pusha T did that work for him.
And Pusha... I mean, it's a dirty world, this rap battle business. But if I were him, I would put it all on the table. Like, yo, this is what I'm going through. This is my child. It's foul that he did it. And then maybe hit him a couple times with a couple of jazz. And then pull on the heart. If I was advising him. Honesty and realness always wins. You know what I'm saying? It might not win in that second, but the long run, it will win.
And the song better be dope. You better get it.
You gotta be dope. But he knows how to make a dope song. He knows how to do a melody. He knows the beat, his cadences. Like, he knows how to do that shit. Mm-hmm. So if he just comes and comes honest and hits with he just needs like one or two good jabs, that's enough. And then backs out. You know, back out.
He allegedly had a song about his son on his new album.
I know.
Pusha blew the whole roll. Pusha messed up the whole roll.
Pusha, you are so foul for that. Push.
All right, we got more with Angie Martinez. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Angie Martinez is here. Yee.
Angie Martinez Day is June 11th.
That's so crazy.
You got a day?
There's a day. I don't know. There's a day.
You've been talking for 20 minutes and we just saying that?
I'm trying to get... Angie don't like talking about herself. You see how she changed the whole
what
style?
What else
have
you got going
about
on?
Drake? What's about Kanye? What's talking about Sean?
Angie Martinez Day is next week,
April. It's June 11th.
Wow. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Angie Martinez Day, June 11th.
We should all not come
have
to
drinks.
Work. I don't know. I'm not... This is not my doing. So I don't know what's happening.
Who's making the coquito? Can we get you to make coquito for your own day?
That's what you think of when you think of me. What type
your coquito's good.
What type of stereotypical?
No, that's not true. Your coquito is good. I've had it.
And let me tell you what else we're doing on Angie Martinez Day. We are texting 300
you gotta watch this guy.
To 96000 so we can vote for Angie Martinez. We're going to also go really hard on Angie Martinez Day and that whole entire week.
Let me tell you why I'm excited about it. So the local one, they have a New York Hall of Fame and a National Hall of Fame. The one that I got nominated for was the national one. But the New York one, I went to Syracuse, the broadcasting school.
I saw this picture.
And I saw all the pictures of the people that were in the New York Broadcasting Hall of Fame, which I am not. And I thought to myself...
That's crazy.
And I thought...
insane. And you're not in the New York Hall of Fame, Radio Hall of Fame?
I know.
That's insane.
But I thought to myself, because I'm looking around, I see all these young girls... And I'm having these conversations with them, and they're telling me how they want to be in radio, or they want to be in television. And they're asking me advice, and I'm looking at the wall.
You're missing.
Not only am I not there, but there's nobody that looks like me there, and that bothered me. Mm-hmm. So it's not even so much like I deserve to be on the wall. It's more like, yes, I deserve to be on the wall, not because I'm some whatever, because I've put in the work, and
also
because
to be on the wall.
And because somebody in our, you know, we're here, like we put this work in to inspire people, to bring people up with us, like to for the next generation. So if you cut us off and we act like we're not here, we don't exist, then how is that supposed to inspire or elevate the next group of us?
Angie's so humble that she won't even say that the girl she was talking to was saying, "I want to be the next Angie Martinez." I know that's what they were saying. Because that's what they say to me all the time. He's like, "I want to be the next Angie Martinez." So I know they were saying that.
Well, I always tell them, don't be. It can't be. There's only one me. There's only one you. Mm-hmm. You got to be you. You got to figure out who you are, what your voice is, what you care about, and be that as much as you can be. Like, be yourself.
Let's talk about what else you have going on.
What do I have going on?
Because I've been hearing about this talk show that Angie Martinez is doing. How far along are we with that?
How are we doing? Okay, yeah.
See, I didn't tell her nothing.
You know it's a process. You know it's a process.
Okay.
But yes, it's what I'm supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
My life.
Well, if you want to.
No, it is. I feel like that. I will get a talk show at some point.
Natural transition.
I'm trying to do it in the biggest way possible for the same reasons we're just talking about. Our voices are not represented
100%
well in certain spaces, mm-hmm. and I don't know why. And then people use words like hip hop and culture, and then you look at the people that they put in those spaces, and you're like, I never came across that person
exactly.
before. What? Now, you know, you say I'm humble or whatever, but there's a certain part of me that's like, who better than me? Like, who but me
agree.
To do that? And I would love and be honored to be able to fill that space. And so I feel like that for me is what I'm supposed to be doing next.
Okay, good.
Honestly, that's what I believe has always been.
In the cards for you,
mm-hmm.
your destiny.
Yeah. Okay. Is that corny?
No.
I think
you got to speak those things. That's why I want you to speak them.
Yeah. When I think about my career and I think about all the things I've experienced in my life and my book and how people reacted to my book, I'm like...
Which should be a movie, by the way.
Thank you, man.
That's coming next, right?
Get on board, Charlamagne. You're out here making movies.
I'm there.
Okay. when I think about all the things that have led to my life to be here, I think to myself, oh, that's why. So I feel almost an obligation and a duty to to be that.
100%.
The Angie Martinez movie is going to be so popping.
Oh, the book is crazy. And it's got to open up with the best
movie,
scene.
Let
you know
me
the
tell
scene.
You something.
But you guys, and I love y'all, and I love that you think like that, but let me tell you something. And if you say the crack scene, I'm going to kill you. But not, you know this because you work in the TV space. People don't see us the way we see ourselves. People don't understand us the way
no,
we see
don't.
Ourselves. Our culture, we do great things. We do it. We do it without. But you know, when you're trying to break through, yo, you gotta explain. Oh, so my name is Angie Martinez. Let me tell you why. Really?
Now is the best time, though.
you're
right, but now is the best time because of Google. Because nobody wants to look culturally clueless, so they're like, oh, you walk in, they're like, yeah, I know you, Angie. Of course, I know
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but they don't.
No.
They don't really. They only know me from Google. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know why I'm different than somebody else who's quote unquote, they like call us urban or, you know.
You know, it's dope. Like,
they don't know the difference.
The Angie movie is dope just because you started off like just as such a young kid in this business during such a great era.
It was a good time.
You know, in hip hop, all the people that you knew, you were like the most powerful person in New York City when it came to hip hop. And then having your own career as an artist, too, even though you hate talking about that. But that's a big deal also. That's so different than, you know, and a successful one.
Yeah.
Not just, oh, I tried to put out a couple of songs, but you had, like, videos and songs.
My friend Shaka, you know Shaka.
Yeah.
Shaka. Shaka was like, you're like the Forrest Gump of hip-hop. Like, you... She's like, at any major moment, like, you are connected in some way, in some capacity to all these things. And what a great life that is,
and
right?
And all the beats that
like,
were happening.
How dope is that? Like, to me,
that's real.
I'm grateful for that. Like, that's pretty, I don't know, that's pretty great. So when I do get to the movie or to that stage, I hope we it's reflected that way.
Do you think it's the radio experience? You think people can't relate to the radio experience? Because, like, when I read your book and I read a story about, like, you know, the pepper spray incident at Madison Square Garden when Tata Pepper sprayed R and then Jay came to the station, then Jay left and R left. I can feel that.
Because you know what that feels
you rushing
like.
To get to the station to get on the air because Jay wants to do an interview. I can feel that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if people just can't relate to the radio experience.
Yeah, I think it's that. And I also think they have to be taught that. They have to see it.
Yeah, when you see it, you'll feel it.
So the radio, right, especially back then, there was no video. And so a lot of those stories, they've gone away. Because, you know, like stories like now, like, your Tekashi interview or Baby is on video. We're going to see all the time. Mm-hmm. But when I had Jay-Z, R. Kelly in the middle of the night, because R. Kelly just got pepper sprayed, it's not on the internet.
Right.
That's crazy.
So the stories start to lose. This is really one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, too. The stories start to lose the memory of it. So, a lot, you know, the Nas battle.
Yeah.
You know, the Locks and Puff.
Amazing.
The Locks saying they're going to throw a refrigerator on Puff if you don't
double
give us a publishing.
Joint.
That goes away. You know that because you're a radio, you know, nerd. Like, but, like, most people don't remember that. And
yeah.
I am working on something to kind of, like, bring those stories back to life other than the book. So, but, yeah, man, so you're really lucky, all of y'all, that all of your history is well documented because that, like, cements your legacy in a way that was more challenging for somebody like me.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Even now, by the way, if anybody's, because you have a very large audience, Breakfast Club, I am looking for my R. Kelly. So I had Jay-Z that night after the Garden. R. Kelly got pepper sprayed. I have the audio of Jay-Z's interview.
I heard that one.
The audio of R. Kelly's interview is missing.
I never heard that one. I never heard the R. Kelly one. I only know it because I read it in the book. I've heard the Jay-Z one.
You know why you don't know it? Because it's not on the internet.
Wow.
Right? But it happened.
I remember
people
that.
People who were in the city know
I
it happened.
That.
I can tell you what Jay-Z said at the end of the interview.
Jay was like, good luck with R. Kelly. I'm out of here.
Yeah, he was like, meet me at the 40-40.
Yeah, and I'm out.
That's the last thing he said.
And then about 20 minutes later, R. Kelly walked in.
Yep.
And everybody said I was biased, and I probably was because I didn't believe him. I was trying to be fair, but he had just been pepper sprayed. His eyes
couldn't really see
He couldn't see. And he's telling the story about how somebody was showing him a gun in the audience. Like, the interview was crazy. And I went through all my files and all my dats and cassettes and all of that, and we can't find it anywhere. But I know somebody in New York.
Somebody definitely has it.
Somebody has it.
What you willing to pay for it, Angie?
I mean, a cool 100?
100,000.
Find it for me, Sean.
We're going to get it. We're going to find it.
Okay.
Well, listen, hashtag vote for Angie. Text 300 to 96,000, 96,000. Or vote at radiovote.com. Let's get Angie in the National Radio Hall of Fame, man.
Thanks,
and then
guys.
We'll get her in that New York one as well. We're going to work on that next.
Oh, are you going to do all of that?
Yeah,
we're going to work
on that next.
I will see you at the Puerto Rican Day Parade, everybody. Shout out to the whole Power family who's going to be there. Look for us in the Power 105.1 Flow and support Puerto Rico in any way you can. You can go and see what I'm doing in Puerto Rico at theangiemartinezshow.com.
It's the legendary Angie Martinez.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
Hello.
Club.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. New couple alert.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you before, Ariana Grande has a new man, and it's Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. It looks like Pete is making it very official.
Drop on the clues, mom, for Pete Davidson, PDD, goddammit.
He's gotten her initials tattooed on his thumb, as well as Bunny Rabbit Ears, the Black Bunny Ears mask from her Dangerous Woman album cover on the kind of behind his ear, I guess. Mm. So, yeah, it looks like...
Wow.
It's a very serious situation going on.
Not bad.
On here.
Easy cover up in case things don't go right. You know what I'm saying?
I thought she just broke up with Mac Miller, though, didn't she?
And he also had a long term girlfriend as well. So I guess.
Things move fast out here in these streets, okay?
Wow.
All right. Scott Disick and Sophia Richie have broken up, by the way. Now, the rumor is that Scott Disick was getting very close to another woman at Kanye's album listening party in Wyoming. And so now she's dumped him. They said he cheated on her in Miami. She found out. She told her dad, Lionel Richie.
Thank God.
And he said he's going to cut her off and write her out of his will if she continues her relationship with Scott because he thinks it's very toxic.
Okay. Like Lionel ain't never cheated on a woman before. Stop it.
No. That's not the fact. The fact that she's 19 and he's 35.
Was she that young?
Yes, that was the problem.
She can't even get in a club.
Okay.
She's very young. All right.
I mean, she's legal, technically. I mean, the line should have been drawn from the beginning.
Nah, B.
The fact that you were older dating 19. My daughter. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he always had this problem, though.
Don't wait till she cheats. Or he cheats.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that be the excuse.
All right, Mariah Carey, her show in Vegas, according to sources, are a disaster. There's still seats available for the July 5th opening night of her three-month residency. They said scalpers bought a bunch of tickets, and they are freaking out now because it looks like nobody's buying those tickets. They were going to book her at a smaller venue in Vegas so that they could keep on announcing sold-out shows. Instead, they put her back in the Caesars with 4,300 seats. Now, Mariah Carey's publicist is saying the allegations are false, and they said somebody must be desperate to pretend to be in the know. They said, look forward to seeing you at the Vegas show if you can get a seat.
I would rather the show be a disaster because of that than be a disaster because of Mariah Carey's voice. Because that's what I thought you was going with this story.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess the issue is, are people going to come out and support?
And see ya.
All right, Serena Williams. Now, I know you guys saw this over the weekend. She had to endure some questions that were disrespectful. Now, Jeff Donaldson... who is the social media coordinator at Tennis Canada, was present at the French Open in Paris, and they said an unknown reporter asked some questions that had people very upset. It was actually Bill Simons of Inside Tennis Magazine. They said, I know you want to get back to Olympia. Work with me here, please. And Serena responded, work with me. And then he said, we're in this together, baby. And Serena responded, no, we're not. You're not going home to a screaming baby. And that's when Bill Simons said, I have been waiting 14 years to ask you this question. After the 2004 Wimbledon match with Maria, I had the opportunity to interview Donald Trump on his L.A. golf course, and he said that Maria's shoulders were incredibly alluring, and then he came up with this incredible analysis that you were intimidated by her supermodel good looks. My question is, have you ever been intimidated by anyone else on a tennis court, and what are your thoughts about that occurrence?
Why does he have to add the good looks part into that?
What a disrespectful
that's crazy.
Question.
Who does he think he is, me? He could have just kept the part out about the looks and all of that.
Now, Serena said, I honestly don't have any thoughts about it. I can't say that I have been intimidated by anyone. That's all. That's it. Super disrespectful question. It went viral on Twitter. One fan said, seriously, those questions were just inappropriate. Never address or refer to an athlete as baby. That in itself is cringeworthy. Some people felt like Serena should have just walked away from that interview. Another person said on Twitter, why ask the person with an overwhelming record of victory over someone else if she is the one who is intimidating?
Right. Where's the audio, though? Is there audio?
It was a witness that was there, and it's a transcript. So he's from Inside Tennis Magazine.
I mean, that's not a bad question to ask, you know, why, if she's ever been intimidated,
but not because of that reason.
Not
because
somebody
that you've beaten over and over and over again. Uh-huh. Now, Bill Simons has since apologized on Twitter. He said, I apologize if my awkward question seemed to empower Trump or attack Serena. I so admire her. I've spent a lifetime fighting racism, sexism, homophobia, started a campaign to name U.S. Open, lobbied long to get Serena to...
All right, Bill Simons, shut the F up forever.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man. Four after the hour, we need Rich Homie the Kid to come to the front of the congregation.
His name is Rich the Kid.
We need him. Sheesh. We need him. We need Rich Daquan Homie to come to the front of the congregation. You know, we'd like to have a word with him.
His name is Rich the Kid. Do you know the difference?
No, but we'd like to have a word with him.
My goodness.
Do you know his songs?
I do know his records. Plug Walk and a few other ones.
New Freezer.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yes, that's him and Kendrick.
Okay.
This guy.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw. Okay. Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 4th goes to Rich Homie the Kid. Now, if you're old like me, then you're content.
Rich the Kid, man.
Okay, I'm old. All right. If you're old like me, then you're content not being in these streets, not being in these clubs. Some of these new rappers, I enjoy their music. Some of them I could care less. But if it's one thing you are entertained by, it is the antics of these youngins. And not too many rappers' antics bring me joy. Like that young boy from Philly, Lil Uzi Vert. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Lil Uzi Vert, okay? AKA the Sassy Savage. I love that little boy, all right? Now, over the weekend, it was the Roots Picnic in Philly, so a lot of artists were posted up all over Philly, and a couple of those artists were Rich Daquan Homie and Lil Uzi Vert. Now, I am glad Revolt TV is back. Revolt took 2 weeks off of unpaid vacation. I think, I'm just assuming it was unpaid. And this was after Diddy fired 50 people from Revolt because Sean Combs needed to clear some money off the books for the Joe Budden budget, and because Diddy bought a $21 million painting from a black painter named Kerry James Marshall, okay? The most expensive piece by a living black artist, Diddy did that, all right? And it doesn't matter that he had to collect the final Infinity gem, snap his finger, and wipe out half of the Revolt TV staff to do it. But I'm saying all that to say I am happy that a few people still work at Revolt, and they are all here this morning. Drop one of Clues bombs for them, okay? We're back on Revolt because you can see Lil Uzi pulling up on Rich Homie Daquan. They got the video playing. Play the video. Now, these guys have been beefing for a minute. Billboard posted a little timeline earlier this year, and apparently the beef was because the kid Rich, his homie Daquan, wanted Lil Uzi to sign with him, and Uzi wasn't with it, and they've been exchanging words ever since. Did your Uncle Charlotte get that right, kids? Huh? Put me on. I think I got that right. Fill me in. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter why they were beefing. What matters is this weekend, that sassy, savage Lil Uzi pulled up, and he wanted all the smoke, okay? You know what? Smoke isn't a proper term for Uzi. Smoke is dirty, all right? Uzi's more like dust. Gold dust, all right? Oh, Uzi pulled up with pink running sneakers on and some loose sweats. This is how I know he meant business, because Uzi's pants are usually form-fitting, all right? And these were loose, and he had on a white tee. If you are watching on Revolt, you can see that Uzi had Vaseline on his face and his hair and a ponytail. And if you listen closely, you can hear Uzi quoting another Philly legend, Jill Scott. If you listen closely, you can hear him tell Quan the Rich Kid, "Sugar, honey, girl, fly away. I've been a lady uptown now. Don't know how much more I can take." All right? Queens shouldn't swing, if you know what I mean, but I'm about to take my earrings off. Give me some Vaseline. That's how you know Uzi wanted all the action. All right? Uzi told Rich the Homie, "You better back down before you get smacked down. You better chill." And Rich Homie Kid didn't seem like he wanted any issues in this video, okay, when they were on the street. But in another video, in a surprising turn of events, both of these guys ended up in Starbucks. Now, this is confusing. Because why are all these Negroes in Starbucks? All right? And that day off for anti-bias training Starbucks had might have worked too well, because all them Negroes should be in jail right now. All right? 911 should have been called immediately. These rappers are having a kerfuffle over Frappuccinos. All right? Couple of shots of espresso got y'all hype, and now y'all want to fight? Well, got Uzi want to fight, because now we are getting to the reason that the homie Rich is getting Donkey of the Day. See, somebody swung at Rich, and it looked like they connected, and he immediately jumped behind the counter at Starbucks and started to make a triple mocha Frappuccino. Now, my name is Charlamagne Tha God. Okay, I have been punched on camera before. The Can I Get a Drop video is online for your viewing pleasure. You can watch it. All right, dude punched me in the back of my head, and I took off running because I didn't know what was behind me. And when I did turn around, it was four or five guys rushing to jump me. So I proceeded to plug walk away from that situation and ran right into this radio station and told everybody what happened. I didn't put no sauce on it. I didn't talk tough when I got on the radio. I didn't act like I didn't get touched. Mm-hmm. And I let everyone know I ran away. You know why? because I saw the camera. What the hell was I going to lie for when everybody could see exactly what happened? Well, homie the Rich should have learned from me, because this is him after we all witnessed him clearing the counter at Starbucks after getting swung on by Lil Uzi. Let's hear it.
Pulled up and did what? Walk around Philly like this. Walk around Philly like this. Pulled up and did what? Pulled up and did what?
He pulled up and snuffed you. All right? Maybe kid homie suffers from short-term memory loss. Maybe he didn't know the camera was rolling. Maybe he didn't think we were going to see the footage of him jumping behind the counter to make an iced Starbucks blonde cold foam cappuccino and to avoid the wrath of the sassy savage Lil Uzi. Look, Rich Quan, in life, you have to live your truth. When you live your truth, nobody can use your truth against you. I mean, truth is that video of Uzi swinging on you and you jumping behind the counter will be used against you. But when you get online and lie and say things like this.
Pulled up and did what? Walk around Philly like this. Walk around Philly like this. Pulled up and did what? Pulled up and did what?
It just makes the situation even worse. Okay, one thing you kids hate doing in this era is taking L's. All right? L's build character. Okay? Social media allows you all to live your lie instead of living your truth. But the thing is, you can't lie when we all saw what happened. Okay? The truth needs no defense, only witnesses. And we all witnessed you get punked by the sassy savage, Lil Uzi. So please give Rich the Quan homie the kid the biggest hee-haw.
His name is Rich the Kid. It's Rich the Kid.
I give up on telling him.
Rich homie Quan. And Rich the Kid. Two different people.
If you say so. If you say so.
My goodness.
Have you ever seen them together in the same place?
No.
Can you prove any of this? I don't think you can prove any of this, to be honest with you.
No, but they're two different people.
Hey, man, if you say so. All right. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
He
you know better
them.
Than me.
I'm not in these streets.
He combined them. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, let's talk Tracy Morgan. Now, over the weekend, Tracy Morgan was doing an interview, and they asked him about Tiffany Haddish, and he didn't seem
so awkward.
Too happy. Let's hear the clip.
How has it been watching Tiffany Haddish blow up? And did you know her? We're not going to go there?
No, because Tiffany is not the only one. This is not Tiffany Child. This is Tracy Morgan. This is the last OG.
Okay.
So you might as well, if you want to ask that about Tiffany, ask that about Cedric. And ask that about Craft Services. Everyone that come to work every day on that show, we're not going to go there.
I love Tracy Morgan. I've always had love for Tracy Morgan. But you sound like a goddamn hater. And there's nothing on this planet I hate more than a rich-ass hater. You are rich
filthy.
And successful. You got your life was spared in that crash, and you got rich, and you out here hating on your co-host?
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
That's your co-star,
let's
your
open
TV
up the
show.
Phone lines. Don't sway the jury yet. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. You heard that clip. Do you think Tracy Morgan was hating?
Yes, he was hating.
I didn't ask you. I'm talking to the people out there.
Yeah, we know what you think already.
We're asking Rich the homie, Quan. That's who we're asking, all right? 800-585-1051.
So he is the same person.
No, they're not the same person. Do you think Tracy Morgan was hating? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna, Better Have My Money. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Tracy Morgan. He did an interview over the weekend, and they asked him about Tiffany Haddish. Let's hear a clip.
How has it been watching Tiffany Haddish blow up? And did you know her? We're not going to go there?
No, because Tiffany is not the only one. This is not Tiffany Child. This is Tracy Morgan. This is the last OG.
Okay.
So you might as well, if you want to ask that about Tiffany, ask that about Cedric. And ask that about Craft Services. Everyone that come to work every day on that show, we're not going to go there.
So we're asking, is that hating? 800-585-1051.
Now, I'm going to tell you what some other comedians have weighed in and said.
Okay.
Little Rel tweeted out, this is one hating-ass dude right here. That show would be nothing if Tiffany Haddish wasn't on it. Don't bite the hand that keeps you relevant.
Little Rel's absolutely correct.
But Cedric the Entertainer chimed in on TMZ, and he said, it's Tracy's comeback. He's been working on this show a long time. You get in these interviews, and people want to ask you the same questions over and over again.
I don't give a damn.
That could have been one of many interviews that day where people keep asking about Tiffany, and I just felt like it's more of the frustration of this is my show, this is my thing.
I get the frustration, but that was definitely haterific. That
Did you just say haterific?
I didn't say haterific, right? He was hating.
Gosh.
And let me tell you, like, every time I'm out and about, everybody asks me about Charlamagne all the time. Is Charlamagne really like that? Is Charlamagne? I don't get frustrated. They see me because Charlamagne doesn't go out, so they ask me about him. I don't have a problem with it. No, I'm serious. He doesn't go out. So when I'm out in the clubs or I'm out in the street, they ask me about Charlamagne. Now, I might make up a story. I might be like, no, Charlamagne's not really like that. I really write all this stuff. And they'd be like, really? I'm like, no.
That sounds haterific.
But I just do stupid stuff.
Now,
like
I just
that.
Want to say this. Y'all did cut it off, though, before he finished saying what he was saying, Tracy Morgan, because he did say, I don't want to just shine the light on Tiffany. I love Tiffany.
Nah, he tried
I'm
to clean it up.
I'm just telling you what he said. And he said, but how I run my set is different. So
let me tell you what that was from Tracy Morgan. And I got love for Tracy Morgan, but that was hate. That was jealousy, that was envy, that was bitterness, and it's sad because Tracy Morgan has been in the game a long time. He's had a successful career. His life was spared in that crash. He lived, he got rich, and there's no reason to be bitter. That is the co-star of your television show, right?
Right.
So if anything, you could take credit for helping that star rise. You could be like, yo, it's great working with Tiffany. I'm glad that I was able to have her as the co-star of my show because before Tiff was Tiff, she had got that role.
Right.
Like before everybody knew Tiff was going to pop off and be the thing she was, she had got that role. So he could just take a little bit of credit for that. Guess
I
what?
I picked her out. I had
well, yeah,
her
I just don't want to, I don't want to cut off everything else he said because he did say in that same interview that he loves Tiffany, but he doesn't want to just
but that was the cleanup,
shine
man.
The light on her. He said it right after that. So I don't want to take away from.
You told the reporter to ask you about craft services, bro.
No,
like, come on,
he
man.
Was saying that he knows everybody's name at craft services and that everybody contributes
That's
to the show.
Whack.
So you don't think it was he?
I think that it might have came off that way, but maybe his bigger point was ask about everybody on the show.
I bet you he don't get tired of getting asked about Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele's the producer of that show. Jordan Peele, red hot, with Get Out winning Oscars and stuff. I bet you when they ask about him, he don't get tired of that.
So I don't know what was going on in his previous interviews.
That was hate.
It was a little hating, a little frustration, a little hating.
I don't even like Envy and Angela, but I would never do that to them. Okay.
No, we don't like you either.
And I don't know. And I don't know that he wouldn't do that.
Ask about Solomon down with anybody. I got a story for you.
I don't know that he wouldn't.
Brendan.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, man? You think Tracy was hating?
Yeah, he was hating, man. That's messed up, man. Why you want to give no props to Tiffany?
Listen, he did say he loved her in that same next sentence.
Imagine Bill Cosby doing that to Felicia Rashad. Imagine Martin Lawrence doing that to Tisha Campbell back in the day. That's lame.
Ask me about Charlamagne now. I'm going to tell y'all some things now.
He act like Tiffany got a competing sitcom, and they asking him about the competing sitcom.
Don't ask me about Charlamagne no more. Damon.
Yeah.
You think he was hating?
Nah, I don't, man. Envy, I really don't. I think that it seemed like there's something underlying where maybe they've been trying to magnify Tiffany Haddish's role more than all the other players in that.
So what?
I mean, Tiffany Haddish is one of the biggest things out right now, so of course they're going to ask about it.
Be that as it may, but I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, we need to pay homage to all the players. I mean,
man, if I got one of the most red-hot actresses on my show, I'm happy because she's helping me win.
800-585-1051. Do you think Tracy Morgan was hating for this interview right here?
How has it been watching Tiffany Haddish blow up? And did you know her? We're not going to go there?
No, because Tiffany is not the only one. This is not Tiffany Child. This is Tracy Morgan. This is the last OG.
Okay.
So you might as well, if you're going to ask that about Tiffany, ask that about Cedric. And ask that about craft services. Everyone that come to work every day on that show, we're not going to go there.
Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Tracy Morgan. Now, Tracy Morgan did an interview over the weekend, and they were asking him about his co-star, Tiffany Haddish, and this is what happened.
How has it been watching Tiffany Haddish blow up? And did you know her? We're not going to go there?
No, because Tiffany is not the only one. This is not Tiffany Child. This is Tracy Morgan. This is the last OG.
Okay.
So you might as well, if you're going to ask that about Tiffany, ask that about Cedric. And ask that about craft services. Everyone that come to work every day on that show, we're not going to go there.
That was pure hate. That was jealousy. That was envy. That was bitterness. That's the kind of hate that rolls off your tongue, and you can just look at a person and be like, man, their breath probably stank because they hating so hard.
It was obviously hating. I mean, it could be a little bit, like they said, frustration. He's probably been asked the question over and over and over again, but that's your co-star.
It's not like she's on a competing sitcom.
Right. That's your
I mean, if the question irritated him, he could have just answered it and moved on. He could have just answered it and said, also, man, shout out to Cedric the Entertainer as well.
That
you know, I love my whole staff.
Yeah, because they asked about Tiffany. That
what if Tiffany decides she don't want to come back to that show now? I don't want to come back to that show because I don't want to work with a guy that feels that way about me.
How does Tiffany feel? Because she hasn't commented on it.
And she probably won't because that's not her style. Tiff's going to continue to be positive and continue to be out here ready and successful. And she's going to be that light that Tracy Morgan needed to learn to be. Listen, it's almost like, yo, you was in that car crash. God spared your life. You should be super humble. You got Rich. Like, there's nothing worse than a successful hater. I hate successful haters.
Well, Rich ain't got nothing to do with it. He got
yes,
his life.
Yes, it should.
He got his life.
You got your life.
He got his life.
You're rich.
Right.
You're successful. You've had a long career. Why are you hating on this young girl who hasn't even put a year in yet as far as we know her now? I mean, she's been in the game for a long time, but I'm talking about as far as we know her on this level. You should be happy that you're helping her get to the next, helping that star rise.
Yeah, it's a Bugatti.
What does that mean?
Nothing to do with it, but I just
yeah, what did that have to do with
it? I don't know. It's a $3 million car. I just want to say that. Anyway, Daquan.
Hey, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Daquan? Now, we're talking.
Yo, man.
You think he was hating?
He's hating on Tiffany Haddish just because she's blowing up, man. He's too old to be hating on her.
I agree.
A's don't have nothing to do with it,
yes,
man.
Yes, it does.
She should be.
He's been in the game a long time, man.
One more thing.
What's up?
Go check out GQ Capone on SoundCloud. He's the best rapper from Jersey.
Okay.
Thank I'm tired you. Of hearing about him.
Hater. Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You calling from where? Brooklyn?
From Brooklyn, yes.
What part?
Crown Heights.
Okay, now we're talking Tracy Morgan. Now, you think he was hating?
Absolutely. I think he was a big-time hater. I feel like he could have just answered the question. It would not have negated the value of anybody else on the show. If he felt like, you know, other names should have been mentioned, he could have done it after answering
the
question.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
After Tiffany Haddish, girl. I don't know Angela Bassett.
You know, she is hot right now. Everybody loves her. She's everywhere. So, of course, a question like that, you know, is expected to be asked. So he could have just answered it and just moved on to the next thing, I feel like.
And she's on your team.
Right.
She's helping you win. She's bringing ratings into your show.
All right, let's go to one more line. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Tari out of Mo City, Texas. What's going on?
What's up, bro? We're talking Tracy Morgan this morning. You think he was hating with that interview?
Nah, I don't think he was hating. What he was trying to do is get back to the show, which was last OG, because the show is really great. Tiffany is really great as his co-host, but her funny moment only came in was last episode with the husband, when she thought the husband was allegedly cheating when he wasn't.
Hey, my brother, how can you say that Tracy was trying to get back to the show when Tiffany is part of the show?
Yeah, she's part of the show, but the guy was actually talking about, he tried to sway off for just the entertainer Tracy Morgan and go into just Tiffany Haddish, and Tracy wasn't having it. He cut that man short. It's like, yo,
man.
Tiffany, talk about Cedric, talk about him, because they also are funny, also on the show.
Now y'all make me want Tiffany to lead his damn show.
My goodness. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is jealousy is a form of hatred built upon insecurity. I don't know what Tracy Morgan's so insecure about, because he is rich, he's alive after surviving that crash, and he got a goddamn Bugatti, as Envy said. You ain't got no reason to be out here being jealous of anybody. And guess what? It's your show! It's his show! It's his show. It's
all
weird.
Right.
That was weird.
All right. Well, Eve, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about a rapper who was just shot at in New York City. We'll give you some of the story now that's unfolding. I guess at some point we're going to find out who did it.
Okay. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Roseanne reboot.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So it looks like they may be trying to bring back Roseanne, but in a different way, without Roseanne. They're talking about actually giving the character Darlene, Sarah Gilbert's character, the main billing. So they want to reboot the show around her. They said that John Goodman is very interested. And right now they're trying to salvage the job of people who were affected by that show getting canceled, the writers and the crew.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that they should be rewarded for Roseanne's bad behavior, because they should have never gotten in bed with Roseanne to begin with.
They might not have had an option. That might have been their only job.
Sarah Gilbert is on the talk every day.
Well, not her, some of the other people besides
John Arnold, what's his name? John Goodman has a good career.
Yeah, when's the last time you seen him in something?
I saw him in that Cloverfield movie, but I'm sure that he's been in other things since then.
Well, he was looking really, really distraught when the show got canceled, so.
I just don't think that we should be rewarding them for Roseanne's bad behavior. They all knew what they was getting in bed with. Throw the whole show away.
I think it's more of a slap in the face, that the fact that Roseanne is not on the show anymore and everybody else is, and the show does well.
And only we go on without you.
Yeah, only way they should bring it back is if Roseanne gets killed on the show.
That'd be dope.
They should have Roseanne get killed by some Muslims. By some Muslims. By her Muslim neighbors got tired of her peeking.
Now, did you guys see this picture of Johnny Depp? And people are very concerned about his health. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it, But some photos have surfaced, and people are saying that he looks like he could be very sick.
The one he was very, very thin, right? Very skinny? Yeah, seen him.
I don't know what's
going
on.
First of all, when has Johnny Depp ever looked alive? Johnny Depp has looked dead for at least the past 25, 30 years. Like, when has Johnny Depp ever looked alive?
Did you see the picture?
I don't have to.
Here, take a look.
Now, he
and if you have Revolt
very,
TV,
very
you can see
dead.
It on Revolt as well, because Revolt is finally back. Yes. All right.
This looks like every character he's played in the Tim Burton movie.
Now, let's discuss Insecure. There's yet another new teaser for Insecure, and we're so excited for this show to start. It returns August 12th, season 3, and here is a snippet.
Hey, Mary, bitch. You looking real clean. You looking real bad. Looking like a queen. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you, but I gotta...
Hey, it's locked.
Here I come. Don't you go nowhere, Mary, bitch.
Once again, Issa Rae is rapping in the bathroom mirror, just like we like her.
God bless Issa Rae. I can't wait. This is not Johnny Depp.
That is Johnny Depp.
No, it's not.
Yes, I told you.
This looked like 50 Cent when he was in the Things Fall Apart movie. This is not Johnny Depp.
That is.
Oh, so now you see why he looks as bad and why people are concerned. It's
yes.
not like he looks like
crazy.
The character in any of the other movies.
He looks like
you.
He's transitioning.
Okay. Now let's discuss Tekashi 6ix9ine. There was rumors that he and Fetty Wap's crew got into a dangerous showdown. They're saying there were gunshots fired. And a witness did call the cops, and they said that they had left by that time. But Tekashi and Fetty Wap's crew have been hanging out ever since that happened. And here's what Tekashi had to say about that.
A lot of saying that shot at my man Fetty Wap. Ain't nobody shoot at Fetty Wap. That's my brother. We don't shoot at my friends, you know what I'm saying?
Now, another thing that happened over the weekend, Chief Keef got shot at early Saturday morning, and that was outside the W Hotel in Times Square. You know how busy
That's crazy.
That area is. Chief Keef was shot at around 6 a.m. outside of the hotel. They said the bullet missed him and struck the hotel signage. So that's where Chief Keef was staying while he was in New York. Now, he's been having some beef with Tekashi 6ix9ine, but they're saying there's no connection at this point between their beef and the shooting because 6ix9ine is currently in L.A.
I really don't understand why it's so easy for people to scream boycott Kanye West but not scream boycott rappers like those guys. Like, you should not want your kids influenced by them dudes. They are really dangerous to our community. And somebody please tell 6ix9ine, it's power in the tongue. Why are you begging to die? And whoever shot at Chief Keef, you're going to jail. You are on camera right now.
Times Square is crazy,
it's cameras everywhere in New York. You shot at somebody in Midtown. You're going to jail. And for what?
Well, here's what Tekashi had to say about that.
We don't play with guns, man. You know what I'm saying? Tekashi 6ix9ine for the kids. You know what I'm saying? We don't promote no gun violence. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all rainbows and peace. I'm a big fan of Chief Keef.
You're a big fan?
How much you think of feature calls from Chief Keef?
You know, you guys had some back and forth on Twitter and, you know, Instagram and stuff.
You know, my
it's all good, though?
Yeah, my account began hacked and shit. I'm a big fan.
Well, all right. He's also been banned from three L.A. clubs. He has a lifetime ban from three L.A. clubs after a fight that he got into. So Tekashi is just definitely getting shut down from a lot of places.
I hope in the end it's all worth it. And I hope that I'm absolutely wrong about each and every one of those individuals. But I told Tekashi when he was here, none of this is going to end well for you. Okay, because when you live that kind of lifestyle, you end up in one of two places, jail or dead. I hope I'm wrong. But...
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. We'll see you guys and Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow, all right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes. Real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger King.
Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.